the Old Town Lansing Festival is this weekend, the Festival of the Moon tonight, Festival of the Sun on Saturday, and together they launch the second annual Lansing Beer Week. Events run through the Lansing Beer Fest on Saturday, June 29th. Beer Week is designed to spread the word about craft beers brewed in Michigan. It's the brainchild of Paul Starr, who has a Lansing-based blog called I'm a Beer Hound, and he joins us today along with Sonia Bonadono, owner and manager of Lansing's new Eagle Monk Pub and Brewery, to fill us in on the second annual Lansing Beer Week. Paul and Sonia, welcome.
Good morning.
Morning.
What prompted you, Paul, to launch Lansing Beer Week last year, and how did things go?
We really started it because why not start Lansing Beer Week? It was kind of
whose time has come is a beer week.
Grand Rapids has been doing it the first one in Michigan, I think, was the Detroit Fall Beer Detroit Beer Week, and then Grand Rapids started doing it. I was like, well, why not do one in Lansing? And my partner Steve Johnson, he does Motor City Brew Tours, and we're like, let's set up some events and do Beer Week, and there's create some buzz about it. I mean, there's a lot of great bars and now breweries in Lansing, so just bring people in the places and, show some cool places.
Sonia, define craft beer for us. What does craft suggest about beer?
Craft beer is made on premises, and it's made in smaller batches.
Okay.
It's a much more flavorful beer, and people really seek it out because they like the taste of beer, and they want the flavor, they want the camaraderie you get when you are at a microbrewery.
What accounts for this rising interest in craft beer? Is it the diversity of it? It's the fact that every craft brewery tastes it. It's not like a manufactured beer where you're mass produced beer where you know what you're going to get. There's just it's more exploratory. Is that it, Paul?
Yeah, because probably 10, 15 years ago, people just think of beer as all Pilsners. Every stout's a Guinness. Well, there's so many styles of beer now, and it's not just about the beer. It's about, people, and wanting better food, too. And it's, the community's great, and it's just a great time. And it's just It's just a really cool atmosphere, and the beer is great, but there's more into it than that.
Okay, this is all getting launched here during the Festivals of the Moon and the Festival of the Sun in Old Town. Give us just an idea of what's happening.
Festival of the Sun and the Festival of the Moon is tonight, and it's featuring Bell's Brewery, and they always have a couple harder to get Bell's beer, so they always have a pretty good lineup. The Festival of the Sun, it's featuring pretty much all the West Side stuff. So they have Right Brain, and they have beer and wine there. And I'm also doing a beer food pairing. I'm running that, and it's because what I do in town right now is I do beer food pairings. Pairing bacon with beer and stuff like that. So
bacon with beer.
Yeah.
You've got, do you have something like that going on this weekend?
Yeah. It's on the 25th, Tuesday the 25th, pairing New Holland beer with bacon.
and where is that happening exactly?
Reno's East.
Reno's East, the bacon and beer pairing. That is really interesting. Some of the other events here, we got an automotive history bike and brew tour on Sunday. Sonia, do you know about that?
I do not.
Okay.
Steve knows about that.
Okay. Paul knows about that.
Yeah, so the automotive, we kind of, because Steve does in Detroit, he does a bike brewery history tour, because Detroit is really rich with brewery history, which Lansing,
sure.
Lansing isn't, but Lansing has a lot of automotive history. So he spent a lot of time working on a script, and even working with conjunction with the Rio Town Museum to get the facts right and everything. And it's going to be a cool bike ride that it's probably 7 to 8 mile leisurely bike ride. Educational, you stop and he talks about this time in history. And then you go back to the Rio Town Pub and you get a burger and a beer included in the ticket.
Do we know if there were breweries in Lansing
there were in
the past?
Yeah, there were a few. It just doesn't have the robust history that Detroit has.
Yeah. The other another Monday event is the Women of Craft Beer at Midtown Beer Company in Lansing. Sonia, I presume you know something about that. Tell us about it.
I will be a part of it. Women are involved in craft beer in all phases of manufacturing, of promotion. I'm the manager and owner of Eagle Monk Pub and Brewery. My husband, Dan, is the brewer. And during Lansing Beer Week, we're also going to have brewery tours on Wednesday. On Friday, we're going to have a Czech Pilsner release. And then we'll be part of the Lansing Beer Fest on Saturday.
Have women always played a role in this craft beer movement, or has women's roles increased in that in recent years?
Well, I definitely think it's increased, but I think they were always there.
Okay.
Women have always been in business forever, and it's a business and a lot of entrepreneurship. They may have not been as visible as they are now, but they've always been a part of it.
Tell us about your operation, the Eagle Monk Pub and Brewery.
We have at least 6 beers on tap. We have a 7-barrel system, so we make our own beer, wine, and soda. We make our own pizza dough and our own sauce, so we have food along with it. And we just opened a patio yesterday. So now we have a small patio in the front.
And where are you?
We are on Westmont Hope between Snow Road and Lansing Road.
Okay.
So it's Delta Township.
Eagle Monk Pub and Brewery, and you're also unveiling the Beer Houndettes.
Yeah.
Tell us about the Beer Houndettes.
So essentially that is going to be a women's craft beer meetup group for the Lansing area. The whole idea was just to have pretty much a girls' night out, and my fiance is going to be running that, a girls' night out for craft beer, and just where I have a rep come out and just educate them on beer or talk about beer, ask questions. And
are women drinking more beer than in the past?
Women are, and part of the reason why we have beer and wine is so that a spouse might like the wine versus the beer. And it's amazing, it's interesting to see that sometimes the spouse is the man who likes the wine and the woman who likes the beer.
Okay, yeah, I think traditionally it's been the other way around pretty clearly, I think. Now, the Lansing Beer Fest is next Saturday, the 29th, in Lansing's Rio Town. Outdoor beer festival with 12 Michigan breweries and more than 30 craft beers. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, and we're also having Fork in the Road out there with food and Sir Pizza too. But yeah, we have a good selection of beer. We're still kind of finalizing the list right now. But our focus for this too was to have Eagle Monk and Bad Brewery, two local breweries in this, just various breweries across the state. But it's all Michigan breweries. And we're having it it's not in the street right now. It's gonna be right next to Art Alley. There's a vacant parking lot. We're gonna set up there, and it's just a fun event. You come out and sample craft beer, and probably try a lot of beers you haven't had it before.
How many craft beers are being produced in the Lansing area, greater Lansing area, let's say, right now? Do we know?
You have Eagle Monk, Bad Brewery, Harper's, The Barn, The Barn Tavern, and Midtown Beer Company brews a few beers, too.
Okay, so that's about how many? Is that a dozen?
Probably total beers, 20, 25.
20 or 25. What made you want to get into the microbrewery business, Sonia?
It's really one of those things where Dan is a home brewer. He's home brewed for many, many years. He wanted to open a microbrewery, and I said, okay. So it's one of those, really, it's one of those things that he had a real big passion for it. I was interested. I've always loved craft beer. I've always loved flavorful beer. And we thought this was definitely something that we could do and be successful at.
Does Michigan's brewing heritage give the craft beer movement more momentum?
Because really in, 1985, Bell's Brewery was pretty much one of the only breweries that was.
They've certainly made a name for themselves.
Yeah, I mean, Bell's is kind of like the forefathers of the craft beer movement here in Michigan. But, I mean, before, when Bell's kind of opened up, there was only, I think, a couple other ones even in the state. So really, in the last 5 years, you've seen tons of, probably last year, 15 breweries at least have opened up in Michigan, and you're probably on slate another 15 to 20. It's just booming. I think that it's kind of, we're getting back to pre-prohibition where every city that can support a local brewery is kind of doing that.
Paul Starr is the organizer of Lansing Beer Week. It's just about here, and the Lansing Beer Fest. Sonia Bonadono runs the Eagle Monk Pub and Brewery in Lansing. Thanks, Paul and Sonia.
Thank you.
Thank you.